There once lived a man born of Tarsus, Saul by name. He thought he knew the Bible, yet a killer he became. A religious man, a Pharisee, a law-abiding Jew. But in his heart of heart he was the same as me and you. Persecuting followers of Jesus was his aim. He scattered all the Christians and caused them so much pain. He even helped stone Stephen, a martyr bold and true, who prayed that men like Saul one day would call on Jesus too. Chasing down the Christians, he sought them everywhere. And into distant lands he went, how far he didn't care. Even to Damascus, he hunted Christians down. But that's when Jesus met him there, just outside of town. Why are you fighting and kicking me, young Saul? To which Saul quickly answered, you're alive, Lord, after all. Then Jesus said, oh yes, I am, and since you've now been found, the world is waiting for someone to turn it upside down. So from that moment, on that old dusty road, Saul's life belonged to Jesus, and grace overflowed. He journeyed from Jerusalem to Antioch to Rome. It was his wish that every day to show Jesus to someone. Now this is not the end of the story that you know. It continues to this very day, and the gospel must go into every generation, life and heart and land. Saul's life was just a glimpse of grace on which I too shall stand.